You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. Okay, folks, I'm doing it to you again. That's right, more announcements. But these are really good announcements. We're so excited about this upcoming deliverance portal. And I really want you to be excited because this deliverance portal is like the ultimate offering, I feel, of our ministry. Yeah, you know, it's great. We have the church and hundreds of people all over the world watch live and then thousands afterwards. We offer an app, right? We have prayer resources that are changing people's lives. Praise God for those. We have this podcast, which a lot of you listen to. I mean, tens of thousands a month, and we've had millions of listens. It's just amazing. But this deliverance portal, I think, will very, very literally change the world. Because why? Because it actually takes a lot of the guesswork and confusion out of the application of the prayer resources that we have. You know, I've taken all these prayer resources, put them in books, which are all sold out, by the way, like everywhere, thanks to some really, really kind shout outs we've been getting lately. You know, just saying these prayers work, and we're so grateful for that. But, you know, we have these prayer resources, and people get their hands on them and don't know how to use them, you know. So they'll often use some of the prayers in the front of the book, prayers to shake heaven and earth. But moving into some of the deep deliverance prayers and all that, that really is the main reason why I put the books together. Those prayers change things quickly. There's confusion around it, and rightly so, because many of those prayers go into territory that much of the body of Christ isn't ready to acknowledge, like the fact that there are non-human genetics in people's bloodlines, and a whole cascade of things from there. So what have we done? We're putting together this deliverance portal with assessments that will help you map your issues to our prayer resources. And that's 100% free. It is 100% free. We are making this available to the whole world. That means anyone, anywhere in the world that is suffering can get on our website, map their problems to our prayer resources, and then go to the pages where I will have myself praying over you. And all of the language for the prayers is going to be posted to those pages so that people can follow along and speak the prayers over themselves and get freedom. There are so many people bound, and I'll tell you what, God is sick and tired of it. And so this is coming, and it's coming soon. Get excited. I also want everyone to know, you know, next year we're going to be doing the next round of DID Coach Mentorship, and we have closed applications. No more applications are being accepted as of last week, and we're very excited about what God's going to do here, and we're very excited about the coaches that we will be able to release at the beginning of next year. And for those of you that have been waiting for an opportunity to get help, you've been to the pages of our affiliate coaches or my personal website and try to get coaching and found out like everyone's booked out. Like, there is more coming very soon. Keep in mind, everyone, we're moving to Houston. We are moving to Houston, and we are believing God for everything to land. What does that mean? That means we are believing God for a building, for our ministry training center and church. We are believing God for land so that we can build survivor housing. We are believing God for a house because I have to live somewhere with my wife. And so we are believing God for everything to land. Believe with us, please. And I also want to announce that we are having the upcoming Bride Tribe Advance. And guys, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be November 5th through the 8th. I believe it's going to be a celebration because between now and November, I am convinced that God is going to be moving in extraordinary and powerful ways. I'm saying it. I am believing it. It's what I see in the Spirit. I believe that November 5th through 8th is going to be an extraordinary time of celebration. And there are going to be some really, really neat treats awaiting you at our Bride Tribe Advance. And some of those may be getting released as we get closer to that date. But you can sign up for that at bridemovement.com. And that's also where you can go and support us if you believe in what we're doing. You know, so into the work, so into the kingdom. And with that said, We're going to get right to the program. Be ready. At the end of this week's program, there's going to be a very powerful prayer. Okay? So just be ready for that. You know how it goes. I have to put warning labels on our prayers. Because sometimes, if you are working with heavy machinery or standing on a ladder or doing something and the power of God hits, you might get a little wobbly. So warning. This week's podcast is a replay of a sermon that I did last year, which was originally titled Artificial Intelligence and Targeted Individuals, Part 2, Dealing with Councils. But I believe that it's a timely word and it's going to bless you today. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. All right, guys, let me tell you something. I know why you are here. You all are here because we've been talking about Jesus and targeted individuals and artificial intelligence. Who was excited about last week? Did that help anybody? Maybe. I don't know. But you know what? We're going to continue talking about a few things here because I have some things to say. Number one, I am sick and tired of the fro. Now, if you have an afro, please do not be offended because I'm not talking about your fro. What I'm talking about is the false reality overlay that's ruining lives and messing people up. So we're going to talk about it in a second. Let's pray. You know, Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. It's the day that you have made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it, entering into your gates with thanksgiving and entering into your courts with praise. We thank you, Lord God, for truth in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for life in Christ Jesus. Resurrection power. Lord God, we thank you that there are more with us than there are with them. And that, Lord God, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We speak that we will not be hindered or checked by any outside force. We matrix all technology involved in the execution of this meeting with heavenly gold acting as a Faraday cage, cutting off all wave-based and frequency-based attacks. We speak martial law over the astral realm and the spirit world in general, saying that all satanic agents are arrested on sight, Lord God, and taken to the feet of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we are able to learn and to grow. We have eyes to see and ears to hear what your spirit is saying and hearts to understand in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The fro has got to go. And this false reality overlay says stupid things like, oh, you say that you were abducted, taken on a ship, and had an implant put inside of you. You're making it up. You're crazy. You need to go on medication so that you can learn to not be crazy by believing the lie that your truth is a lie. That's called the false reality overlay. It says, we're building quantum computers that have people's soul parts uploaded into them and sentient sentience in there. But while we've built the technology, anyone saying that they're interfacing with computers must be crazy. You need to go on medication. Voice-to-skull technologies doesn't exist. Here, take a pill. Learn to be normal, right? I want to slap people when I hear this stuff, and excuse my French, it's crazy making. And I know that there are so many people broken, hurting, and trying to understand why they're such a failure. They can't be normal, and no matter how hard they try, they simply can't fit their experience set and harassment into this false reality overlay. So all they can do is dissociate from all of their problems. Wear a mask. And I'm tired of it. You know, we're talking about targeted individuals and artificial intelligence because God wants his children delivered. Now, I have a source text for this whole conversation we started last week. It comes in John 16, 12 and 13, which says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Now, here's the fact of the matter. Not everything that Jesus had to say was said to his disciples, period. There's a whole lot of wisdom, a whole lot of insight, a whole lot of keys that Jesus has that he couldn't tell his apostles. He literally could not tell them about satellite technologies and cell phones and microwaves. He couldn't say, listen, I have wisdom for you. Do not try to dry your dog after a shower by putting him or her in a microwave, which a lady actually did at some point in the early years of microwave, put the dog aside, you know. So there's wisdom from God first, but you can't apply it outside of certain seasons. So God literally helps us. And he says, look, there is more that I'm going to be talking to you about, and I'm going to use my Holy Spirit to explain it to you. I have keys. I have witty inventions, but you're not going to have the technology to put together the witty inventions that heaven wants to pour out until certain groundwork has been laid in the earth. It's just, you know, God could give equations to physicists working now that he could have not given to his disciples or apostles the first 1,000 years of the existence of the church. There's so many practical applications of this verse. But I'll tell you, one of the applications that people just don't want to talk about is the application of the wisdom of God to get people breakthrough and deliverance in the areas of technologically inspired and reinforced bondage, right? Because when your problem isn't a demon, but it's actually a synthetic intelligence that was generated in a quantum computer that's sitting in your body, is there a wisdom from God for freedom from that? Or do you just have to deal with it because it's technology? And, you know, this is one of the reasons why targeted individuals are struggling so much. Because while you have a lot of people that really are seeking God with all their heart and wanting the things of God, and they want a relationship with God, they are being resisted by technology paired with demonic agencies. And when they go to the body of Christ to try to get help for that, the help keeps falling short of their problem set. You know, people are still trying to cast out Jezebel, but see, that person's problem isn't actually Jezebel. It's black goo. It's programmable matter. These are search terms, by the way, for you researchers at home. It's uplinks through liquid crystals to quantum technologies, right? And so there is a lot of conversation that needs to happen on this subject. And I'll tell you what. We learned last week that our world isn't the world that Jesus and the disciples lived in. The things that have gone on in this world have all gone to a new level. We learn that deliverance is now being forced to take a quantum leap, quite literally quantum. If the ministers that go forth in the name of Jesus Christ, the liberator of creation, are going to keep up with the problems that the people in our world actually have. Okay. You know, the church is really good at solving problems that have either already been solved or that no one cares about at all. I mean, the word irrelevant. Okay. I'm going to go there. Has been a false identity label on the church that certain areas of the body of Christ have submitted to willingly. You know, where the enemy said, well, yeah, you're irrelevant. And that's like, we'll own that. We'll preach about things that do not matter to no one cares about this subject. Like, that's not, you know, people aren't actually struggling there. People are trying to figure out very complex problem sets in the world right now. Why am I getting abducted at night? Why am I losing time? Why does technology respond to me in odd ways? You know, why am I going from handler husband to handler husband? You know, and the church is preaching about things that make the retired leaders comfortable, because there's an expectation sometimes that even the people that are coming up have to fit into the mold that makes the people whose generation has already passed and really whose problem sets are not at the forefront of what people are actually struggling with right now. It's tough. It's just a tough situation. It's a tough situation. Lots of churches become irrelevant. And truly, I'm here to say that God's still moving. And we have permission as the body of Christ to go with him. That's it. I'm just talking permission. I want to give you a permission slip to stop being stuck. And you know what? Part of that permission slip means getting it through our heads that there is a whole category of people right now, targeted individuals that need help. They need Jesus. You need Jesus. And you need his solution set. You need his angels. You need his heavenly technologies. And so we're talking about it. Now, we talked last week about some of the symptoms that targeted individuals are struggling with right now. Voices in the head, ringing in the ears, sudden exhaustion and fatigue overtaking them, narcolepsy, strange implants appearing in the body, inability to obtain medical records, abductions and lost time, strange interactions with technology, such as interfacing with computers, cell phones, and more. I mean, this is really, really painful bondage. The struggle is real. And because it sounds to people that aren't necessarily experiencing it so far-fetched, there is a lot of pushback. There is a lot of, I don't believe you. There's a lot of just get on some, you know, medication, learn how to be normal. And we are being told that technologies that are currently targeting people won't exist for decades. But here's the problem. The people being targeted by the technologies that we're told won't exist for decades are suffering right now. And I want to point out something that most people are aware of, yet, you know, there's this thing called cognitive dissonance where you know, but because you don't want to know, you pretend like you don't know. Let me say that again. Cognitive dissonance where you know, but you don't want to know, so you pretend like you don't know. And we know that technology has outpaced what we're aware of by 40, 50, 60 years in some of these underground laboratories. Like, we know that. We know that. We know that these black projects, DARPA, you know, military-industrial complex, they are working on tech deep underground and other places that far outpaces whatever's on your iPhone. It's just not the same. There's a lot of technology, but this all hidden behind classified, you know, documents and all this stuff. Like, you can't just look it up. But we know this, right? And yet, we're in so much cognitive dissonance because if someone is being targeted by this stuff, which we know is being developed, even though, like, anybody knows, I mean, it's like, do you think there are classified technologies? Anybody that says, no, everything's like that person needs to. Okay. We all know that's true. So why would we think that no one is being targeted by classified technologies that we haven't been told about yet? Why do we find it so hard to validate people? I want to point out something here. This is an interesting story. I'm just going to pull it up. All right. Take a look at this. BigThink.com will soon be able to download knowledge from the cloud by thought alone. The neural nanobotics are coming. In a new paper, 12 international researchers claim that an internet of thoughts might be mere decades away. By using neural nanorobotics, humans will be able to download information from the cloud by thought alone. Potential applications in medicine and education make this a promising endeavor, though the consequences are uncertain. Now, let's just think about this for a minute. All right. They're saying that this technology may be developed in the next decade or so. Now, if we know that technology is outpacing what we know by at least 40 to 60 years, you're going to tell me that they don't already have nanobots that people can be injected with that's going to upload them to some kind of cloud network? Of course they have it already, because we're running into it in our deliverance sessions right now. And God has solutions for this stuff. So, like, you know, I just have to say, we have to let go of this false reality overlay, this pretend make-believe world that we choose to medicate ourselves into believing exists, has to go. We just need to face the facts. We are living in a different world than the apostles of the New Testament lived in. It's not all Jezebel and the demon of poverty. There are a whole other subset of things. Technology acting as spiritual entities. This stuff is real. Now, praying with people against technology that harasses them, believe it or not, is extraordinarily difficult. It's just not so straightforward. Many people that have tried to, you know, pray with targeted individuals like me have found it to be strangely frustrating, because you'll pray, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. But it's like you're pounding and hacking away at a technological bondage, and it's not budging. And I've been there. I mean, I've been there many times, and I have said, God, why does this have to be so hard? Well, I began to understand that when you're up against technology, you know, you're dealing with a system of bondage that will have hidden power sources, backup protocols, and legal rights acting much like demonic bondages all at the same time. And it's crazy making. It's really tough. So we want to talk about actually helping people, because, you know, if you do a Google search on targeted individuals and you begin to study the stuff out, you know what you find? You find a few brave voices talking about it. But you know what you don't really find? You don't really find much about what to do about it. I mean, you can go on the internet and buy, you know, electromagnetic frequency blocking technology that you can, you know, put around your head or put in a room. And, you know, they say, but, like, you know, they have stuff like this that they suggest, you know, might help a targeted individual and stuff. But really, the body of Christ has been at a bit of a loss for what to do for folks, including me. I'm part of that group. I'm guilty. However, I've been working on it. I've really been working on it. And, you know, last week, what we talked about were a lot of the tools in this book and how they could be applied to the problem sets that targeted individuals are struggling with. This week, I am going to give you another strategy that we developed more recently, actually, after the writing of this book. And it has to do with councils. And this is going to be a bit of a mind blower. And I'm going to introduce you to the subject. Then I'm going to pray over all of you. And then we'll talk about what happened. Now, I have found that going after councils has actually been a way to, in a sense, go over the head of the technology that is producing the harassment of the individual. In other words, if the individual is here and the technology is sitting up here, the councils are sitting up here. And so through the technology being overseen by councils, individuals down here are getting hammered. And sometimes going directly against the technology gets some breakthrough, but going over the head of the technology to the councils that oversee its operation is akin to a piece of wisdom that Jesus dropped in Mark chapter 3, verse 27. So we're going to talk about it. Mark chapter 3, verse 27 says, "No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house." In other words, there is always going to be a power structure that holds authority over an issue. That power structure is referred to as a strong man. Now, if a strong man is bound, then whatever the strong man holds in its possession can be plundered. So in basic deliverance, this looks like a belief system, right? So here's an example. Person has a belief system that says, if I try, I will fail. If I try, I will fail. That's been their belief system for years, ever since they were a kid, when they did try and they did fail. And then they were mocked by their parents and their siblings and their school teacher. And then they said, this must be true. So they get a lie-based belief system. And guess what attaches to the lie-based belief system? The spirit of sabotage, right? And a team of demons under its command. So this person has a belief system. It says, if I try, I will fail. Sabotage comes in. And then he has a team of bad guys with him. And so the bondage holds that person outside of their destiny. And the demons under the command of the spirit of sabotage will derail that individual continually. Right? So every time they try, they do fail. Even if they don't try, they fail. And it's like, gosh, I just can't break this cycle. And this is where deliverance comes in. So to break this, what do we do? Well, the simple approach is to simply say, all right, legal process. The individual will confess, repent for, and renounce the lie-based belief system. Now you can go through the court of accusations. Now, if you want to do heavenly courts, what you do is you go by faith, you come, you know, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. You go before the Lord and you say, you know, well, what is the accuser saying? And if you hear the accusation or whatever, it says, you know, well, he believes that if he tries, he will fail. That's the accusation. What do you do then? You agree with the accuser. That's one way to do this, using the courts. The other way is to just confess, repent, and renounce. Because it's the same thing. It's a legal process. So you confess, Lord God, I confess, I have believed. If I try, I will fail. You repent. And I repent for believing that. Why? Because repent means to change your thinking 180 degrees. And then you renounce it. That means to break agreement. I renounce the lie-based belief system that if I try, I will fail. And then what do? You bind a strong man. So you say, so right now I bind the spirit of sabotage and every spirit under its jurisdiction. And I command them to be sent to wherever the Lord Jesus sends them. So now sabotage and all of the spirits under his jurisdiction gotta go because they have no legal right. They can't hold on. What they were holding on to was a lie-based belief system. Now that sabotage has been cleared, guess what you can do? You can begin to plunder what sabotage has stolen from your life and see recompense as God restores the years that the cankerworm has eaten and the locust has eaten. Restoration. And then you can receive it because what stole it from you is now cleared out of the way. So this is one application, right? No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds a strong man and then he will plunder the house. Now, there are many applications of this principle. So if a person were being persecuted by technologically based harassment, the question becomes, what is their strong man? So this is why we are on councils. Now, councils are actually found all throughout the Bible. there's a whole lot of scripture on this. So in English, what you need to know is that the word council means an advisory, deliberative, or legislative body of people formally constituted and meeting regularly. That's what the English word council means. Now, interestingly enough, the word council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L, not counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, like I'm going to take counsel, but a council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L, only shows up in the King James Version of the Old Testament once. That's it. There's only one verse in which you find the word council in the Old Testament. It shows up a whole lot more often in the New Testament. But that verse is Psalm 68, verse 27. And the word translated council, and this is going to blow your mind, because it blew mine, comes from the Hebrew word rigma, which means a pile of stones. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute, right? Council, a group of people deliberating and meeting regularly. A pile of stones. How do you get a council, meaning a group of people meeting regularly, from a pile of stones? It doesn't seem to make sense. That's like calling an apple a jar of mayonnaise. It's so far apart. So I had to think about this for a minute. Council, pile of stones. Council, pile of stones. And then the wisdom of God begins to flow. Now check this out. Councils actually assemble many times. Someone in the chat said, sounds like most church committees. Oh man, you're being bad. That I call that being messy. Okay, anyway. Councils are assembled a number of times in the Old Testament, even though they don't use that word rigma. And check out this council meeting in the book of Genesis, I have the chapter on hand right now because I didn't write it down. But this passage of scripture from the book of Genesis, it occurs when Laban is meeting with Jacob. And this is what happens in verse 43. It says, and Laban answered and said to Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and this flock is my flock. All that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters or to their children whom they have born? Now, therefore, come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me. So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. Then Jacob said to his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there on the heap. Oh, a pile of stones. Here's what happens. Verse 47. Laban called it Jegar Sahudutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between you and me this day. Therefore, its name was called Galeed. Also Mizpah, because he said, may the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent from one another. If you afflict my daughters or you take other wives besides my daughters, although no man is with us, see, God is witness between you and me. Then Laban said to Jacob, here is this heap and here is this pillar, which I have placed between you and me. This heap is a witness and this pillar is a witness that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass beyond this heap and this pillar to me for harm. Thank you. That is Genesis chapter 31. Now, what's going on here? There is a convening that takes place. Jacob, Laban, and also Jacob's brethren, right? So what happens? A council is convened. It's a group of people that come together, they converge to deliberate. And what's happening, they're doing it with a pile of stone. So what we learn here is that when a council was being established or being executed, there is a connection to a pile of stones. That's a council. And when we watch this particular council meeting between Jacob and his brethren, Laban, we learn some things about what councils convene to do biblically. We learn that councils will convene to establish policy and protocol. Councils will convene to ratify policy with governmental authority. This is happening in this passage. We learn that councils will convene to establish covenants. We learn that councils will convene to serve as a witness between parties convening a council regarding the decisions that have been made. Councils will convene to establish accountability. And councils will convene to determine consequences associated with the breaking of the agreement of the council. So there's a government on it where we're going to agree to this. But as we agree, we're also going to set parameters of justice. So if the agreement is broken, there will be punishment to the offending party. So there's a government that sits on a decision that a council makes. And they're doing it on a pile of stones. This is so cool. So what's the next step? What's the next revelation here? Well, because we're actually looking at a strategy for getting people connected to breakthrough for the technological harassment. But we're taking a path through biblical revelation to get there. It's really cool how God will weave this stuff together. Now, here's the next step. We need to know that the church comes from the Greek word ekklesia in the New Testament. The Bible says in Matthew 16, 18, "And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." That word is the word ekklesia. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, we get the rest of the story. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. You know, Jesus builds the church on the same rock that he satiated Israel from. That rock is himself. And so we are being built upon Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. Now watch this. In ancient history, the ecclesia was a principal assembly of the democracy of Athens. This is the reference that Jesus has and the people that are listening to him. It's a popular assembly open to all male citizens as soon as they qualified for citizenship. The assembly was responsible for declaring war, determining military strategy, electing strategoi and other officials, responsible for nominating and electing magistrates. It had the final say on legislation and had the right to call magistrates to account after their year of office. In other words, a government rested upon the council. Now, what did Jesus actually do? Jesus established a council of which he is the head and called it his ecclesia. This is why we are a pile of stones and he is the chief corner stone. So it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Now watch this, okay? "Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, 'Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame.'" So what did God say? God said, "I'm going to establish a supreme governing council over the heavens." I'll be the foundation, and I'm going to put a pile of rocks on top of me, and I'll carry them. So now, prior to the church, we have to understand that this was the correction. But prior to the church, we learned that, look, there have been spiritual councils in the heavens. They've been around, and God was sick of them. Some of them. Psalm 82, verses 1 and 2, is very clear. It says, Elohim, God, stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges amongst the gods, the Elohim. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. This is a council of Elohim. Now, these are heavenly beings, and they are not doing a very good job. So whenever they convene, and God is the supreme seat, when there's a convening of these gods, he sits there and he judges them for what they do. But it is a council meeting at which this happens. So you have to understand that the spirit world is governed by councils. Now watch this. God made it so that the spirit world would ultimately be governed supremely by his own children. God made it so the supreme governing body would be his own children. That's what we all missed, because someone told you, you're going to sit in the pew and die, and then you will get a pie in the sky. It's like, what do I need a pie in the sky for? Thanksgiving is next week. I'm going to have pie, and it's going to be delicious right now. Dude, if I could have pie right now, were you there trying to tell me I can't have heaven right now? Which I can. I'm going to have both pie and heaven in the name of Jesus. Get off of me, religious spirits. I'm so sick and tired of this nonsense. But here's the thing. We are so confused. And instead of governing as a pile of stones and a council with Jesus in the heavens, we are actually sitting underneath the government of evil councils in the second heaven. But what we didn't know is that in this age, these evil councils have access to technologies that are persecuting us under their jurisdiction and direction. So councils meet and determine, well, these sloth the people because they have these iniquities and whatever else, connections to the government and CIA, and because it's all integrated, they're going to get targeted and harassed with these kinds of nanobots and this kind of frequency and these microwaves and these electromagnetic spectrum stuff. And we are signing off because we're a government. And they're not going to govern anything against us because they don't even know we exist. Do-do-do-do-do. And if you do know we exist, it's only because you went on a conspiracy website and learned that there was a council of 13 and a council of 5. And you're like, that's really interesting information. But you never thought that they were making judgments in their councils and determining that you would be targeted by their technologies that weren't even developed on the surface world. And that's the problem. We don't even know what we're up against. It's a cosmic conspiracy. This thing is messed up. And so what I'm here to tell you is that God is sick and tired of you being sick and tired. Well, after he did all of that and you are sick and tired, he's like, I died for you. I made you the supreme council in the heavens, and you're sick and tired? Come on. Something's wrong here. We need some help. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, why do the nations rage? And the people plot a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Let me tell you something. There is a cosmic conspiracy to take counsel against the Lord and his anointed. I am not crazy. I just read the word. So when these evil councils gather together, they determine policy, strategy, deployment of resources against their targets. And this is why evil rulers assembling as councils become like a strongman over technological and quantum harassment. The governing bodies that determine how technology will be used to harass individuals and which individuals will be targeted and so forth have done injustice. Now, they need to be accused. These councils need to be indicted before the court and put through the ringer. They are guilty. They're guilty. I don't even need power to go after this thing, although it helps a lot, because there is an authority from heaven and a mandate that justice will reign and be poured out in the heavens and on the earth. It's a court case. When the thief is caught, he must restore sevenfold, even to the whole of his house. Is there anybody in here that's excited yet? Anybody in the Zoom chat? Show me with an exclamation point. Anyone excited at all? Because what we are going to do is we are going to indict the mess out of these councils tonight. We are taking this thing and we're going to blast them with our case of injustice. The kingdom come. However, the legalities around actually accomplishing what I'm talking about are very exhaustive. So I have a prayer. I'm going to be speaking it over all of you. Am I going to explain every word and every statement and every phrase of this prayer and why it's said that way? No, not even in a weekend conference could I go that far and that deep. But what I can do is I can pray for you. Here's the deal. I'm about to take you through a powerful prayer. Now, some of you, you're not ready for that. I am not going to take any responsibility for anything that happens if you submit yourself under this prayer. We're going to go for it, but it's going to be intense, right? And truly, there are people that think, I'm going to drive and operate heavy lifting equipment while I listen to Dan pray. Not safe. Don't do that, okay? If you sit down, it's like, be somewhere safe, because these prayers, these kinds of prayers, they can knock you over, even if it's over the internet. And so I want you to steward this prayer in the safest and most proper way possible. Right. And if the Lord is tugging on you and saying, you can't handle this prayer right now, I would recommend that you don't handle this prayer right now. And, you know, you listen to the Spirit of the Lord on this one. For the rest of us, we're going to go there. The rest of us, we are going to go there. You ready to pray? Father God, your love for your people is so vast, so wide, so far reaching. And that's why you're here with us tonight. Where two or three are gathered in your name, King Jesus, you are in our midst. You have called us your living stones, and we come to you as living stones. We come to you to assemble as your council,
to determine war strategy against the enemy, to hold magistrates to accountability. In the name of Jesus, over this ministry field, I expand my archy and call it charged with the names of God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Ra'ah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Izuz, Jehovah Hosinu, Jehovah Kael, Jehovah Kana, Jehovah Milkama, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Olam, El Roy, Yeshua HaMashiach. I furthermore interface my archy with the seven spirits of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and invite the living letters into my archy in order to vibrate in accordance with their resonant frequencies, bringing heaven and earth into alignment. I establish my star as a power core, supercharging my archy through alignment and interface, and superimpose my mountain, opening up trade routes into heavenly places in Christ Jesus, imposing the government and jurisdiction of Zion. And in the name of Jesus, I name the following councils to be addressed. I call out the councils of 13 that sit at the gate of heaven under the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, by Mount Hermon, near Los Angeles and San Diego, accessed through the portal from Redwoods in California, in Antarctica, in the City of London, in Washington, D.C., Moscow, Paris, France, Edinburgh, Scotland, and the other locations unmentioned, the Council of Three, Council of Five, Council of Seven, Council of Nine, Council of 11, AI Council, Reptilian Council, Octopus Council, Star Council, Council of 70, Committee of 300, Club of Rome, the Council of 1 and 4, Council in the Sun, Council on the Moon, Council in Mercury, Council on Mars, Council in Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Titan, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Planet X, Wormwood, the Azurite Council in the Orion system, the Elohe Ho Council in the Lyra system, councils across constellations, Council of the Galactic Federation, Council in the Counterfeit New Jerusalem, Council in Inner Earth, Council for each alternate Earth, Council for each alternate moon, Nephilim Council, Atlantean Council, Nordic Council, Alien Gray Council, Anunnaki Council, Alternate Reality Councils, Councils for each of the 13 Illuminati bloodlines, Superseding Council of Darkness, Powers of Darkness Council, Council of Fairies, Council of Elves, Council of Dwarves, Council of Merlin, Council of Wizards, Council of Witches, Mothers of Darkness Council, Sisters of Light Council, Grand Druidic Council, Council of the Weaver, Council in Scotland, Council in the Vatican, Council in Dallas, Oregon, major cities across the U.S., Nigeria, Cape Town, New Berlin, NORAD, White Sands, Area 51, Area 52, Sirius B, Orion, and councils that are implicated in the bondage, those that are listening to this message that have not been named specifically, but are being identified and even in some cases pushed to the surface of their understanding. And I speak that all of these councils will henceforth be addressed and referred to as the evil councils. And Father in heaven, we come boldly before your throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise, and we hide ourselves in Christ Jesus. And from this secret place we perform this renunciation and divorce. We command that every gate, frequency, barrier, equation, cloaking device, force field, sacred geometry, DNA matrix, apex of time, formula, defensive protocol, and any other form of unholy technology that would otherwise hinder progress, conceal ungodly agents, agendas, and or activities in this relation to this renunciation and divorce of the evil councils would be deactivated, disengaged, and moved out of the way, including all connected bombs, tripwires, and booby traps. Now, as I go through this prayer, I'm going to go point by point, and I'm going to say, do you agree? And this is your opportunity to say yes, wherever you are. When you say yes, you are setting your agreement with this prayer. Point number two, I speak and we speak that this renunciation and divorce is executed against a conglomerate, which includes the group or the evil councils, along with every unholy title and every being that has ever or will ever be part of and or connected with the evil counsels in any unholy way, including but not limited to family lines as revealed in the heavenly cosmic records, all related bloodlines, stolen lines, unholy engrafted lines, unholy trading lines, unholy soul lines, unholy body lines, unholy synthetic lines, evil entity lines, and all other connected unholy lines in every realm, age, timeline, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, light and its inverse, past, present, and future to infinity and from the beginning across eternity. I declare that this conglomerate will henceforth be referred to as the group. Do you agree? We renounce our tethering to, overlaying, and interfacing with and all existence as the group and all portals that are the group and all associated gates, paths, channels, forces, genetic and cellular anchoring, data packets, ungodly DNA strands, bone marrow, assignments, blood, plasma, markers, meridian lines, chakras, energy signatures, neural lace, all related powers of darkness, quantum technologies, oversouls, and any other type of malevolent being. In every realm, age, timeline, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, past, present, and future to infinity and from the beginning across eternity, and serve them a bill of divorce. We pull up the hidden documents and code detailing every covenant, unholy ritualistic act, enslavement, agreement, contract, certificate, oath, and vow entangling us, our God-assigned family lines, and our God-assigned bloodlines, and command that they be stamped with the blood of Jesus. Do you agree? I pray that your heavenly host would discover, apprehend, and deliver every part, chakra, or gate belonging to us that is loyal to, affiliated with, or in bondage to the group, and escort them to the feet of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I declare that every part or region in us that is bound to the group and or any entity under the authority of the group by a cord that binds must now be cut free and delivered. I speak that the cords are cut, that cords in cords are cut, and that all threefold cords are cut, and that each part or region is separated into its components. All ungodly components and components that are not of us are now bound. I declare that all of them are being sent to where the true Lord Jesus Christ sends them. Do you agree? I command and we command that every binding mechanism and or subdue mechanism must be removed. We decree that all chains, shackles, dirty garments, and other forms of bondage are removed. We decree that all evil projections of fear, shame, guilt, rejection, and or any related form of darkness must be removed, along with all ungodly canopies and essences. Lord Jesus, we pray for a release of your blood inside and outside of these areas, fully infusing these areas, and pray for a release of your healing balm of Gilead into all of these areas, and agree with your peace overtaking all of these areas. Do you agree? We now deed all territory in us, our sphere, realm, residence, God-given timeline, and everywhere assigned to us by God, past, present, and future to infinity, that is occupied by the group and all associated genetic and or cellular anchoring, data packets, markers, bone marrow, assignments, ungodly DNA strands, neural lace, chakras, meridian lines, energy signatures, plasma, blood, and all sentient intelligences, along with their agendas, connected realms, computers, domains, and timelines over to the kingdom of God. We furthermore declare and include all territory in our physical body, respiratory systems, digestive systems, cardiovascular systems, renal systems, endocrine systems, nervous systems, musculoskeletal systems, exocrine systems, lymphatic systems, immune systems, sexual and reproductive systems, and interstitia. All portions of our brains, prefrontal cortex, frontal lobe, temporal lobe, parietal lobe, occipital lobe, brainstem, corpus callosum, amygdala, hippocampus, HPA axis, and entire internal Kabbalah trees, Keter, Bina, Chukma, Da'at, Givora, Hesed, Tifret, Had, Netzach, Yesed, Malkut, Occiput, Interface, Counterfeit, New Jerusalem, Soul, Spirit, Implants, Heart, Decisions, Worship, Business, Destiny, Stars, Offices, Temple, Subatomic Particles, Ministry, and Relationships. And we invite you, Lord Jesus, to take the throne and to rule over this territory with your rod of iron. Do you agree? In the name of Jesus, we now bind all gatekeepers and discover each and every portal access point associated with the group and all associated genetic and or cellular anchoring, data packets, markers, bone marrow, neural lace, ungodly DNA strands, blood, and all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, connected realms, computers, domains, timelines, and all associated counterfeit inheritance. Do you agree? We place the blood of Jesus inside and outside of every portal access point in every realm, age, timeline, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, past, present, and future to infinity. And from the beginning across eternity, we collapse, close, and seal them by the power of the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We declare that they are put to sleep and permanently deactivated from this point in time and out of time, forward and back, backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortexed. Do you agree? We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and cut ourselves free from all ungodly tethers to interfaces and overlays with and all existence of the group and all related satanic, Luciferian antiquities and iniquity. We also sever all paths, portals, frequencies, vibrations, gates, rivers, and light, connecting the group to any and all points in internal Kabbalah trees and through them to the cosmic Kabbalistic tree of life and its related or derived realms. We are piercing the belly of the dragons. We call for the immediate apprehension and punishment of all entities traversing these paths, portals, frequencies, vibrations, gates, rivers, and light. We call the work sealed off and cauterized by the blood of Jesus. We liberate our genetics, markers, cells of every type, bone marrow, meridian lines, energy signatures, acupuncture points, DNA strands, plasma, and blood. We deactivate our related chakra points. We sever all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, related realms, timelines, and counterfeit inheritances in Jesus' name. Furthermore, we add, sever ourselves from including our bodies, spirits, souls, and hearts from all attachment points and points of connectivity belonging to the group on our reproductive organs, vagina, ovaries, cervix, pelvic floor, breast, fallopian tubes, uterus, womb, and eggs, penis, testicles, sperm, hips, back, adrenal glands, pineal gland, and every other organ, body part, or area of our body, souls, or spirits in bondage in every realm, age, timeline, and dimension, past, present, and future to infinity, and pray that these connection points would be cauterized and sealed with the Holy Spirit. Do you agree? We return every form of counterfeit inheritance, inclusive of promised wealth, position, status, calling, ability, power, pride, genetic code, seed, jewel, necklace, earring, crown, ring, scepter, wedding ring, garment, and any other form of counterfeit inheritance from the group. We refuse it and sever ourselves from it. And from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortex, we speak and choose to receive our inheritance in Jesus Christ. We also declare your word in Proverbs 13:22, which says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. And we receive, we demand the wealth held hostage by the group and their kingdoms as recipients of wealth transfer in Jesus's name. Underwater kingdoms plundered. Outer space kingdoms plundered, hollow earth kingdoms plundered. Furthermore, our physical children and children's children are an inheritance in Jesus Christ, and we renounce their debts to the group. We renounce and sever ourselves from all ungodly offspring and spirit children and synthetic children related to the group and their kingdoms, and undo all quantum entanglements involved in their creation. We command their judgment and the purging of the realms they occupy by judgment through living water mingled with all consuming fire. Do you agree? We now receive a blood transfusion, a new breath of life from Jesus Christ. In the process, we declare that all of the group's circuitry, nanotech, liquid crystals, back doors, digital twins, front doors, side doors, trap doors, inner doors, outer doors, ancient of days doors, infinite doors, hidden doors, cords, insects, vampiric structures, reset devices, energy drain devices, artificial intelligence programs, implants, wires, cables, chips, computers, chains, programs, backup programs, power sources, backup power sources, anomalous magnetic fields, gravitational manipulations, unified field, quantum regenerators, receptors, stardust, parallel timelines, counterfeit timelines, time warps, time dilation, black holes, boxes, tesseracts, counterfeit galaxies, counterfeit constellations, counterfeit solar systems, counterfeit cosmoses, counterfeit universes, counterfeit heavens, counterfeit New Jerusalem, robots, embryos, parasites, pathogens, all artificial intelligences, all evil waveforms, fetuses, holograms, spiral staircases, amulets, clones, clocks, counterfeit temple elements, menorah, table of showbread, ark of the covenant, mercy seat, bronze laver, altar of incense, molten sea, priestly garments, veils, Urim, Thummim, Jakin, and Boaz data packets, ungodly grafts, and eggs are destroyed, and that all of their residue is purged with living water.
we declare to the impacted cells receive healing and recalibration from Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we apply your living water along the pathways created and carved for access and call back all of our DNA that was sold, buried, traded, given away, or exchanged and housed in clones, animals, machines, technologies, entities, banks, movies, or in containers in deep recesses of our person and anything else illegitimately possessing it, and call for it to be cleansed and healed with living water. Do you agree? We now take authority over every human, hybrid, synthetic entity, zombie, evil entity, malevolent being, and being not assigned by God on the inside of us and or around us, our realms and our spheres of influence that have been operating due to the group and all related genetic and cellular anchoring, markers, ungodly DNA strands, neural lace, bone marrow, meridian lines, chakras, energy signatures, assignments, and blood. We declare that you are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out of us for judgment. We specifically address disembodied ancestral spirits and every other being not assigned by God on the inside of us and or around us that is loyal to the group. We decree that your documents and rights, inclusive of all covenants with death, are annulled by the power of the blood of Jesus. We decree that you are evicted now to heavenly courts to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ and determine your response to it. We also speak that all evil entity components, demonic components, human components, synthetic components, and components that are not of us are now bound and sent to where the true Lord Jesus Christ sends them. Do you agree? We renounce all ungodly paternal and maternal claims, sponsorships and affiliations, apprenticeships, royal appointments, marriage ceremonies, offices and council appointments, and oneness with all persons and entities associated with the group. We pray for an annulling of all associated dedications, ceremonies, scientific processes, and celebrations. In doing so, we now declare reversal upon every ungodly pronouncement and judgment passed against our spirits, souls, and bodies, households, offspring, finances, marriages, destinies, inheritances, mandates, stars, godly scrolls, and every other implicated component of our lives, archies, metron. Do you agree? We pray that every spiritual object, tattoo, device, label, jewel, amulet, necklace, earring, crown, ring, scepter, marker, power source, remote control, tracking device, grid, marking, essence, branding, satanic scroll, Illuminati scroll, super soldier scroll, new world order scroll, artificial intelligence scroll, and all matrices associated with any and all evil sacred orders placed in and or around every part of us, our realm, or our sphere of influence to anchor in the group or those in their kingdoms will be consumed in the holy fire of Jesus Christ and totally dissolved. We decree that there cannot be any essence left from the group. We repent for accepting ungodly spirit food and drink and pray that all ungodly spirit food or drink would be consumed and destroyed from every part of our being. We pray for a deactivation of all related interfaces with our energy fields. Do you agree? We now specifically address altars and locations of sacrifice, including the altar of fornication at digital devices through pornography. We include altars and locations of worship and dedication that represent us in and around our home realm, sphere of influence, or anywhere belonging to the group, and repent on behalf of us and all of our parts for this idolatry, the spilling of innocent blood, and rituals performed on these altars. Father in heaven, we decree that these altars are now judged and shattered by your lightning. In every realm, age, timeline, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, past, present, and future to infinity and from the beginning across eternity, we decree bankruptcy to all related
evil entities and powers, and specifically repent on behalf of ourselves and our parts for our lust, manipulation, and immorality we engaged in while entangled with the group and their kingdoms and involved with their altars. We ask that you restore our innocence, Father God, and request the issuance of restraining orders to the group and anything or anyone else on assignment against us from their kingdoms, including backups for interaction with us, our households, our realms, inheritances, businesses, timelines, family lines, and bloodlines. Do you agree? We now take authority over every evil entity and every unholy thing on the inside of us and or around us that has been operating under the authority of the group. We declare that you are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out of us for judgment. We declare that you are being sent to where the true Lord Jesus Christ sends you. We identify every ungodly insertion place in our timelines, family lines, bloodlines, seasons, and anywhere else by the group. Lord Jesus, we decree that these must now be extracted, consumed, and destroyed, and ask that you replace these with godly events. Do you agree? I call for every algorithm or formula created from our DNA and genetic material that is projected throughout the group to be shut down in every age, realm, dimension, frequency, vibration, and timeline, past, present, and future to infinity, including all counterfeit and alternate creations. I command the immediate apprehension of all hybrids and every cosmic artificial intelligence and technology behind those projections, and call for viruses encoded with heavenly algorithms to be uploaded into them and their computers in order to destroy them in judgment. We curse their computers with a curse of non-existence and petition you, King Jesus, to inject your formula that undoes the imprint of ungodly DNA. I pray that you would override all password protected regions that are guarded by ungodly formulas with your keys and expose all of the enemy's strongholds and take them out with your armies. Do you agree? I identify every intergalactic and interplanetary data bank and computer that contains within its records or mainframe data, equations, parts, algorithms, and information of any manner extracted from our humanity. We declare that angels are sent forth to liberate every part of us held captive in these databanks, and pray that all records and information in them related to us would be forcefully erased and permanently deleted. We call for the lightning of God to destroy every ungodly altar, both sacrificial and honorary, as well as effigies contained within the group representing us or bearing our names, images, or likenesses, or in us representing the group and bearing their names, images, or likenesses. We also call for the annulling and removal of every curse and ungodly insertion placed on the times and seasons of our lives in synchronicity with the group. We receive synchronization with what has been written about us in the books of the Most High God. Do you agree? This is it. We now appeal to the courts of heaven on behalf of ourselves, our parts, our family lines, bloodlines, cell lines, and all those that we represent, and submit all relevant testimonies of injustice in combination with every item detailing the crimes of the group in the heavenly cosmic records, and pray that the evidence of injustice and criminal activities would be weighed on the scales of justice. Based on the injustice detailed by the evidence, we demand judgment and call as an ecclesia for a crushing blow against the group and all of their operations in all time, all space, all dimension, all reality, into light and its inverse, executed by the armies of heaven, chariots of fire, the broom of destruction, the tsunami of living water, earthquakes, airquakes, seaquakes, confusion, the axe of the Lord, the fiery stream that proceeds forth from the throne of God, to collapse all of their realms, programs, backup programs, power sources, and backup power sources and technologies to the fullest extent that the manifestation of our justice and the evidence submitted allows for, as you administrate judgment in your righteousness, Lord God. Do you agree?
Father, we move to cleanse the ley lines implicated in the functions of the group from the evil that is moved through them. We declare that ley lines are being purged by the river of your living water mixed with oil of anointing and the blood of Jesus. We call this water laced with the razor of the Lord and the dagger of the Lord so that evil people, evil systems, evil councils, evil entities are simultaneously cut loose from the ley lines as a viable power source. We pray that angels would be given assignments to continuously worship the Lord of hosts in strategic places across the creation that will cause the ley lines to be powered up with your glory. We pray that your appointed individuals, elect angels, and your heavenly structures and strongholds would begin to be plugged into the ley lines being addressed as they become sufficiently cleansed from all defilement. Do you agree? We cover and seal the moment of this renunciation along with all godly interventions and all of our timelines with your heavenly gold, decreeing it is locked down and blocked from all tampering and resets by heavenly protection. We close every unholy door, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and call them completely sealed from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortexed in Jesus' name. We decree that all theft of energy, life force, and any other godly blessing must be returned a hundredfold. We ask for recompense on behalf of us and all whom we represent and render this entire confession, establishing every timeline, age, realm, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, light in its inverse, past, present, and future to infinity and from the beginning across eternity. Lastly, we decree an edict for retaliation. All attempts at retaliation and backlash will be sentenced and judged immediately, up to and including the destruction of all territory, trade routes implicated, and the permanent removal of all title, inheritance, status, prestige, calling, and ability in the spirit. We post this outside of our spheres and realms. Amen.
You've been listening to Discovering Truth with Dan Duvall. This podcast is a production of Bride Ministries International. Visit our website at brideministriesinternational.com to enjoy the Bride Ministries Church, the Bride Ministries Institute, free resources, and to support us financially.